वात्स्या मुद्गला शालिया गोखल्या शिशिरेशो अधा शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु शाकल्यस्तुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता पञ्चधाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालियो वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय गोखल्या शिशिरेश्वधात् गोखल्या शिशिरेश्वधात् शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय गोखल्या शिशुरेशधा शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय गोखल्या शिशिरेशधा शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय गोखल्या शिशिरेशधा शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय गोखल्या शिशुरेशधा शाकल्यस्तत्सुता स्वां तु पञ्चदाव्यस्य संहिता वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय शाकल्या शाकल्य तत्सुतः द सन ऑफ मांडुकेय माम हिज ओन तो एंड पंचधा इन फाइव पार्ट्स व्यस्य डिवाइडिंग संहिता द कलेक्शन वात्स्यमुद्गलशालीय तु वात्स्य मुद्गल एंड शालीय गोखल्य शिशिरेशो एंड टू गोखल्य एंड शिशिर अधा गेव ट्रांसलेशन एंड पोर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द सन ऑफ मांडुकेय नेम्ड शाकल्य डिवाइडेड His own collection into five. Interesting. One subdivision each to Vatsya, Mudgala, Shaliya, Gokhalya, and Shishira. So there is no purpose, so we'll read further verses. Jatukaranashtatashchiya sa niruktam swasamhitam balaka pailaja bala virajye bhyodado munihi. The sage Jatukaranya was also a disciple of Shakalya, and after dividing the Samhita he received from Shakalya into three parts, he added a fourth section, a Vedic glossary. He taught one of these parts to each of the four disciples. Balaka, Balaka, the second Paila, Jabala, and Viraja. Text 59. Bashkali Pratishaka Bhyo Valakilya Khyasamhitam Chakre Valayani Ribhajje Kasharas Chaivatam Dadu. Bhashkali assembled the Valakhilya Samhita, a collection from all branches of the Rig Veda. This collection was received by Valayani, Bhajya, and Kashara. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Valayani, Bhajya, and Kashara belonged to the Daitya community. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagadapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah, Sarva Vaidaika Satthala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyaya, Sarva Lokaika Drikpada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kali Dhvantodita Aditya, Shri Krishna Parivartita. Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madekamando Matsangi Mangaro Manmahadhana Madanistaraga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadaina Chinichichuraraka Hanamunchakada Chinaman Premnardakantayo Spuraha Hare Krishna. So, the division of Vedas is very elaborately described, where from one spiritual master to the disciple, the knowledge is transmitted, at the same time it is classified, understanding how the disciple very much requires it to understand it better. As we've always heard, in the past everybody was Shrutidhara, right? But now we can't even remember one statement spoken an hour back. But there, the entire knowledge was transferred from the spiritual master to the disciple in the form of Shabda. But that Shabda was divided by Vedavyas into further subdivisions so that the posterity can be maintained looking at the symptoms of Kali Yuga, where the memory will be less, the people will be unfortunate. So, writing down these scriptures was a must. so that the knowledge can be disseminated. But into that, again, there were more corollaries added to the understanding of Vedas. The Vedas were further, just as you know, Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda and Atharva Veda. They themselves had so many different shakhas, so that, you know, everything is classified. A division is a must when, you know, a whole body of knowledge is offered in a conglomerated stage. So we don't understand what exactly it means. So for that, classification is a must. And here in all these previous verses, we'll see how more and more classification were done. Now necessarily, what does Samhita mean? Samhita means collection of verses. Thematic collection of verses. So the Veda Samhita is collection of the verses from the Vedas given in a form so that you can understand the tattva through the verses given in the Vedas. So here we had different shakhas in the Vedas, which had, the Rig Veda had 21 shakhas, the Yajus Veda had 101 shakhas, the Sama Veda had 1000 shakhas, and the Atharva Veda had 9 shakhas. Now, to protect the sanctity of the Vedas, there were Vedangas given. Vedangas are the corollaries which help to preserve the Veda. And the first of these corollaries is Shiksha and Chanda. Shiksha is understanding the proper pronunciation of the Vedas. The words, the proper pronunciation, the proper sound, the swaras, the vanjanas, the matras, the rasva, the dirgha, very, very important. You know, when we chant normally the Bhagavatam verses, we don't have the matras given. But if you chant the shuktams, there are particular ways in which you have to go high, you have to go low. And according to different followers of different Vedas, they have different ways of chanting. So all of this is so that the Swarup Rakshan can happen. As it was given by a spiritual master to the disciple, so that they can maintain, because Shabda is very important, right? Just as we receive the initiation, we receive the Gayatris from the spiritual master to the disciple, that sound is very, very important. Then the second is Chanda. Chanda is, as the word itself says, Chanda. Chanda is the style in which the understanding of the words and the meter applied to a particular verse, that is Chanda. If the Veda Purusha, we take him as a personality, then the Shiksha constitutes to be the nose of the Chanda and of the Veda Purusha, and the Chanda forms the legs of the, you know, just like a train moves on a track. So similarly, the recitation of the verses they move on a particular Chanda. You know, just like there is a particular gati for chanting verse. We have Anushtupa Chanda, just in the Bhagavad Gita verses, you know, Dharma Kshetre, Kuru Kshetre, Samaveta, Yotsava. It depends upon the number of the words. And we have different Chandas in which you can see the speed, you can see the formation as they go. So, this is for Swarup Rakshanam. Then, we have the Artha Rakshanam. Just understanding the words is not important, but the meaning of the words, the understanding of the words, not just the word per se, but their meaning is very important. So that Artha Rakshanam, for that is the Vedanga called as Vyakarana. The grammar is very, very important. You know, it's very, whenever you're presenting, and if the grammar is not proper, you know, just like English is not our first language, but to speak English in the proper way, you know, it takes quite an effort. Similar with, you know, even for that said Marathi, for Hindi, they have such elaborate grammar that many times, you know, a person coming from different region, learning a different language, it's very difficult. Many have, you know, female and male versions to it, male, but many don't have. So the mixture of that can make somebody laugh. So similarly, when we are speaking Sanskrit, there is grammar to it, which is the face of the Veda Purusha. And Nirukta is the meaning. The meaning of the special meaning of those words. There was nothing previously, but this was written down so that the further generation can understand the Vedas properly. Right? Just like we had culture, or we have culture, and the culture given by our parents, it goes on. But when we fail to give that culture to our next generation, then a certain set of rules come. And you wonder, you know, why these rules have developed. These rules have developed because the natural flow and natural flow of the shiksha was not given, and the understanding and submissiveness of the next generation is not to that extent that they can understand. So it has to be given explicitly that this has to be done in this way. So this is for Artharakshanam. And then there is something called as Anushthana Rakshanam. The Vedas mention so many prayers, so many rituals, so many sacrifices. So how they must be done? For that, there is Kalpa, which talks about the details of the sacrifices. And the Vedic, you know, there are Shulpa Shastras, whereas trigonometry mention how the particular Yajna Shara should be done. There are Agama Shastras, how the Vedic Yags are done, what duties are to be performed according to Varnashrama. The Pancha Mahayagyas, you know, Devrishi, Bhrutaptrinam, Pitrinam, all these yagyas, how they should be done, everything is given in that. And then, not just what to be done, just like, you know, in Mayapur, I remember, you know, the Mayapur Yatra, you know, you get this, what is it called? Khajur, you know, palm, what do you call palm? Tal. No. Yeah, tal ras, you know, in the morning that tal ras is very nice. But as the day goes, it can turn into liquor. So there is a time to drink something, you know, a time has to be there. So similarly, the yajnas, they have to be done. But what time to be done, that is established by the Vedanga called as Jyotisha, which gives us a particular time when to be done, what to be done. So this is for the Anushthana Rakshanam. So like this, the Vedangas were added. Then we have Shiksha, Chanda, Vyakranam, Niruktam, Kalpa, and then Jyotisha. Then there was Puranas added to give the same sutras in the story form. You know, in our college we used to have, you know, I remember income tax law. You know, income tax law is a thin book. It's a very pretty thin book. But those statements are so complex, to understand them, there were these case studies and they were so thick. But that makes understanding of the act more easier and more emphatic. So we have Puranas, which gives the same sutras in a more palatable way for the Kali Yuga Jivis. Then we have Nyaya, that is to understand the nature of the objects. Then we have Mimamsa, to analyze the Vedas. We have the Dharma Shastras, to adhere to the proper conduct. We have the Ayurveda, to safeguard the body. We have the Dhanurveda, for the kings to protect the kingdom. We have the Gandharva Veda, which is to calm the mind. And then we have the Arthashastras, that is for the kings to rule, how they should rule, what conducts have to be there. Everything is there, but the learner of the Veda, unless he comes and he is able to grasp the essence, that how the Veda, the body of the Vedas itself is Lord Krishna himself, his learning is not perfect. Many of the antagonists, their main argument is that, you know, all your different Vedas, they speak about different gods and they speak about different rituals. But one who has understood and worshipped Lord Krishna, he understands that all these scriptures ultimately lead to worship and understanding of the Vedas. Vedesha sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krid veda vid eva cha aham. Understanding Krishna is a supreme goal which the Vedas are giving us in and out. Now these Vedas, as Vedavyas divided in so many classifications, so many samhitas, is for the understanding of the disciples. And then commentaries on that and commentaries on that. And that is what the acharyas do. The acharyas, they give commentaries on the original verses to add that flavor of understanding. You know, I cannot forget that day when I was sitting for the Vyas Puja of Srila Prabhupada in Radha Shyamsundar Temple, Vrindavan, in the courtyard. That time the Balram Hall was not there. And I remember a beautiful stage was built, and that time a very old disciple of Srila Prabhupada, of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, had come. I forget his name. I think it was Puri Maharaj. He came and he sat with his another disciple who was also sannyasi. And as he sat, Maharaj glorified Srila Prabhupada for not compromising the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then this disciple of Puri Maharaj, he was speaking, and he said that how the commentaries of all the different acharyas is very, very relishable. You know, there is so much rasika tattva, but who will understand this tattva in this age? So the commentary of Bhaktivedanta Maharaj is so important and so amazing and relevant to today's time that he has spoken from the point of sense gratification of the Kali Yuga jivis. And how from the stage of sense gratification they can be taken to the stage of Bhagavata Prem. That is the biggest contribution of Bhaktivedanta Swami. And he was glorifying. And that is the purpose of Parampara, where the knowledge is transferred in such a way, the posterity is established in such a way that the next generation can carry on. And then to that commentaries, when the speakers add their own flavor, that becomes much more, you know, much more relishable for the next generation, for the devotees to hear. So, since the month of Damodar Leela, you know, the pastimes of Damodar have been written in so many different ways, so many different acharyas have given such amazing commentary. Just like yesterday, our Brajaj Priya Prabhu spoke such nice about the whole pastime of Damodar. Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj, he has written a very beautiful book called as Damodar Janani. And that book comprises the commentary of all the known acharyas that, you know, we have heard. Shridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Vishwan Chakra Thakur. And he writes there, you know, he writes that, you know, I have written this commentary or this book, but at every step you might not find any reference, you know, where so many, you know, different commentaries have been merged into one. So The dialogues have been said in such that one dialogue is spoken by, you know, has been revealed to Sanatana Goswami, one dialogue is revealed to Jiva Goswami. So he said that I'm not writing at every step. Wherever I feel that it's very important for the audience to know where this reference is from, he's giving a reference there. So, you know, that time, he's himself, you know, being an advocate, he's speaking, and he's saying that, how is it that, you know, that we can, you know, write a commentary like this? So he said that just as Srila Prabhupada wrote the Krishna book, you know, and then in the Brahmaji's prayers, you know, Brahmaji says, so just as you have said in Bhagavad Gita, so, you know, one can say that, you know, Krishna is still small. He has not even spoken Bhagavad Gita. So how is it? So once a disciple asked, you know, how Prabhupada this can be? So Prabhupada said, that's why this is a summary study. And in the summary study, I have the prerogative to do what I want. So similarly, this book, Damodar Janani, is the compilation of commentaries. At the same time, this is a beautiful flow of events. You know, I know of, you know, one of our brahmacharis who has done the compilation of all the commentaries together. Now, one might say, you know, just a lazy person like me might say, you know, already somebody has done the hard work. You know, just why not just read it and repeat? But there are some souls who want to, you know, do hard work and achieve it in a very, very amazing way. So he read all the commentaries, same chapter, same verse, and then he has compiled verse after verse, it in a story form, without any Sanskrit, but just in a story form, so that you can just read the whole thing. And he is repeating it to all the devotees, and in his programs, just the story, and it has become so relishable. So the acharyas have given us the prerogative to repeat the commentary in your understanding, so that the further generation can understand it much better. Prabhupada always wanted his disciples to write books over his books. So here, you know, the whole book is very, very detailed. So I would just like to concentrate on a particular chapter where Krishna is now bound. He is bound and is standing in the courtyard where the mortar is, you know, taller than him, and he is just standing there being bound by the rope of love of Mother Yashoda. And he tries, you know, it was a new experience to him being tied. He's trying to pull the rope, and as he's trying to pull the rope and make the mortar move a little, he's not able to move. So he's frustrated, and in that frustration the tears well in his eyes. Tears start coming to his eyes, and all the other Gopa friends who were party to his crime, who were hiding, they suddenly appear and they come towards him and they start, you know, consoling him, oh, don't worry. But as they look at him, his beauty has increased. The picture of his crying lotus face mesmerized them with its beauty and made them forget his sorrow and its cause. So just imagine, you are crying, and somebody looking at you is smiling. You wonder, you know, that sympathize with me. I'm not crying so that, you know, you start laughing at me. But Krishna's beauty is such, and then his beauty is so amazing. His facial features blossom like a lotus flower, a lotus bud opening, revealing his fully blossomed essence of bliss. His deep blue hair flowed like glossy waters of Yamuna, shimmering red. The vermilion of the gopis, or with the glow of his passionate disposition, or with the pollen of red lotuses. The beauty of his hair, you know, when you see, you know, darshan of Radha Madhav, you know, Radha Madhav, if you see a close-up, you'll see the locks are so, you know, he being a very huge deity, the locks of the hair are so prominent, they actually are shining like, you know, glossy red, you know, like proper gloss is there. And then blue plus red shimmer. His curly locks surrounded Krishna's exquisite face in the way that the lazy bees swarm a beautiful lotus, sometimes trembling and sometimes swaying and sometimes dancing. His silky smooth cheeks adorned with the rouge, you know, what was applied to the cheeks is called as rouge, the pink pigment that is offered is called rouge. So just because Mother Yashoda had kissed Krishna so much that her rouge had rubbed off to his cheeks. So his effulgent earrings were making his pink cheeks shine more. Gokule Brajamanam. And his face was a fathomless lake in which swam the youthful fish of his restless eyes, darting to and fro while filling the directions with shafts of fear, mischief and determination. Some of the boys, to ease Krishna's embarrassment, they said, "Friend, would you like me to ask my mother for some yogurt?" So now it was time for Krishna's mischievous play. You know, this is from a setback. You know, Krishna made it from a setback to a sport. So here was a first sport, and that is eating. So suddenly he said, all your mothers are with my mother now. So your kitchens and your homes are empty. Why don't you go and get something to eat? You know, the whole exercise of me being bound, it has been so much time. You know, she started binding me in morning and it is evening now. So please do something and get for me. So everybody went and gets all the different delicacies from their house and start feeding Krishna. And as the meal is over and Krishna is feeling a little energetic, the next sport is pull the mortar. You know, everybody started, you know, praising Krishna. You know, come on, now it's time, you know. Now, okay, pull a little, pull more. And he started pulling and it started shaking a little bit. So as it started shaking, all the cowherd boys started clapping. Jai ho, jai ho, you know. And looking at that, Krishna became so ecstatic. He started, you know, okay, you know, it's fine, you know. He started showing his muscles, started making faces, started snapping his feet, his hand under his armpits and started clapping. So it turned into a sport. And as Krishna started pulling and pulling, there is an amazing dialogue going on all around. All the birds started glorifying. And it was a different philosophical dialogue where they started glorifying Mother Yashoda. And they come through a conclusion of Vedic references that how Mother Yashoda is more fortunate than even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Mother Lakshmi. And then here again, Krishna is looking everywhere around, not what next to do. At that time, the Gopas start saying, you know, this is not fair. This is injustice. You know, how can a mother bind you like this? We have to go to Nanda Maharaj and complain about this. This cannot be done. So suddenly Krishna comes to the guard of Mother Yashoda and says, "See, I am a prince. I have to behave myself, no? And if I do like this, you know, how exemplary I can be. So my mother has to take this task of disciplining me. So, you know, she's right in her part, you know, but the mischiefs I have to do." So such amazing pastimes going on where Mother Yashoda is glorified and her position of the supreme lover, where Krishna, you know, so many Gopas give different, you know, so he just stands, you know, and he proclaims that nothing supreme to my mother's love is dear to me as what is amazingly displayed by her. And whatever she does, even if she were to put me in a dark dungeon for years together, I would have accepted that, because this is nothing in reciprocation to what love she has given me. So, you know, amazingly, this Damodar pastime, you know, all the different acharyas have given such amazing commentaries that the pastime becomes more and more relishable, more and more palatable, and more reminiscent for us. The more details you have, the more dialogues you get, the more understanding you get, year after year, the appreciation for this pastime increases for us. So I will end here. I thank you very much for your patient listening. Whatever I could remember, I've spoken. Thank you for your patient listening. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.